brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening, I'm Marcus Sewell, and you're listening to WRKC 88.5 News at 5. Thanks for joining us. Tonight you'll hear a story from News Director Scarlett Spager on last week's study abroad fair with stories from students who have studied abroad with professors and who have led the trips. Program Director Jamie Rosenkrantz has a story on National Savior Photos Day as well. Music Director Kayla Krasinski has Music Monday and our Monarch Sports Update from John Flynn. Later you'll hear a story from Sports Director Chris Wallenberg about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's speech from Wilkes University. Last week in the Student Center, a Study Abroad Fair was hosted by the Study Abroad Office featuring staff lead trips from professors here at King's, as well as multiple vendors from college, universities, and companies specialized in study abroad courses. News Director Scarlett Spager spoke with students and professors who feel strongly about the need to study abroad.
Today in the Campus Center, a Study Abroad Fair took place with representatives from multiple companies as well as King's College faculty-led trips. Current faculty-led trips available for the summer of 2019 are Democracy, Justice, and Rights, Lessons from Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg, with Dr. Reitsma and Dr. Admiral. Second, Philosophy as a Way of Life, the Sacred Spaces of Sicily and Greece, with Dr. Ambury and Dr. Heiss. Third, Yugoslavia, Twice There Was a Country, with Dr. Scarborough and Dr. Costello. And some vendors featured today, just to name a few: the Loyola University Chicago John Felice Rome Center, University College Dublin, University of Limerick, and University of Notre Dame Australia. I got to speak with Dr. Garrett Barr about the importance of studying abroad.
A few reasons. One, it'll change your life. Right. I mean, when I see students come back from the short-term study abroad programs that we run, or better yet, some full summer or full semester programs, they come back a different person in a big way in most cases. And so that's right. It's sort of really a personal transformation that happens. But then professionally, it also really changes you. And so it's so common for students to interview for jobs, graduate school, including medical schools, and they come back from that interview and they say, all we talked about was my study abroad, right? Someone sees something on my resume about how I went to Italy or Peru or wherever, and that starts a conversation. They ask a question, and because the person had such a fantastic experience, because it changed them so much, they're really passionate about talking about that experience and the things they did and how meaningful it was. And so that really, right, for getting jobs, getting into grad school, getting into med school, it sets them apart both on paper but then in person when they talk about it.
Student Madison May told me a bit about her study abroad experience in Uganda.
We helped with many organizations that are there, such as going to Holy Cross Congregation schools and worked with people who had HIV and who were HIV positive. We went to a clinic, and some of the PA students helped with going to the clinic and helping them with lab results, blood work, blood pressure, and many things like that. And we kind of just met different people that just wanted to talk to us and enjoy our time there.
I also spoke to Madison about the credit she received and what she liked about studying abroad.
I got 3 credits for my globalization class, which is a core here at King's. And I did I learned different things about like culture and like how it's very, very different in East Africa than it is here. My favorite part was probably meeting all the different people and learning that everybody is different and everybody grows up with different things. but I really, really liked going to the elementary schools and seeing the little kids.
More information on studying abroad is available through the Study Abroad office on campus, and students can contact Margaret Kowalski for more information. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Scarlett Spence.
Program Director Jamie Rosenkrantz has the inside information on National Save Your Photos Day and its purpose.
Save Your Photos Day was Sunday, September 30th, and should remind you to back up your photos and videos. Students Katie Pugh, Mitchell Tomaszewski, and Rachel Hoover share how they save and back up their photos.
I do take a lot of photos on my phone. I'm constantly taking pictures. Well, if I'm taking a Snapchat, I save it on Memories, and then Memories also saves it onto my camera storage or camera roll on my actual iPhone. Right now, I don't have any storage. I've been resorting to Snapchat to save into my Memories because for some reason it allows me to do that still. But now, since I've continued long enough without having storage and I kept saving pictures, my Snapchat app is now in the cloud. Which is my fault because I didn't back up my phone and I might not have access to those photos through that app, but I still have access to the photos on my camera roll since I already saved it, like prior to the storage being full.
I do. I use Snapchat a lot for my photos, and then I end up just saving them from Snapchat over to my actual photo library anyway. So that way it's like I have a backup just in case anything's possibly going to happen to me. I could just access Snapchat through like another phone that I have or another device. So that way everything's at least backed up to like a cloud-based storage and physically on my phone as well.
iCloud, Snapchat, Dropbox, and Camera Roll are all popular places to store content.
I don't think I take as many photos as a lot of people, but I try to take photos that are more meaningful and better composed. Don't understand Snapchat. Pretty much always my phone camera, and usually the main thing I upload to is Instagram. I just never got into snapping too much. I don't even have Snapchat installed, I don't think. iCloud is the standard backup and sort of Dropbox-esque service that Apple provides. Anyone with an iPhone can probably back up their photos to iCloud in like a couple minutes. It's pretty easy. And I also appreciate that Apple has, in the last couple years, like doubled down on privacy. A lot of people are apprehensive of uploading certain photos to the internet, but Apple has really shown that they don't turn things over for subpoenas, and they're not really susceptible to hacking as much as other companies are. For Heat, we share photos on Dropbox, so I have like an archive of all of like my professional shots on Dropbox, just because it's the most collaborative and easy to work with, but yeah, other than that, it's mostly iCloud.
Tomaszewski is employed with IITS here on campus and gives his reasoning to why you should save / back up your photos.
Working at a help desk and just seeing how things go in general, I'm so afraid and paranoid of losing my data. I've seen people have like failing drives or something bad happens to a device, and just the idea of having all of my stuff just gone, it kind of scares me. So I try to back it up as much as I can and be reasonable about it, I guess.
So save your photos. You don't want to lose them. For the 88.5 WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Jamie Rosenkrantz.
Coming up next, you'll hear a Music Monday from Music Director Kayla Krasinski, and then a Sports Director Chris Wallenberg has a story about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's speech at Wilkes University, and then a Monarch Sports Update.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, WRKC listeners, tune in on weekdays at noon and weekends at 4 p.m. for an album a day, where we play you one full album free of charge. You can listen live at wrkc.kings.edu. 88.5 WRKC, possibly the coolest radio station on this planet.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
Happy Happy Monday, lovers of music. Music director Kayla here with this week's Music Monday, featuring a pop punk favorite, The Story So Far, and their newest album, Proper Dose. Proper Dose is the highly anticipated fourth full-length album released by the band. It has been 3 whole years since their last release. The record opens with the title track and straight away takes us to a sound you would expect from these guys. Kind of. The iconic gravelly vocals, strong drum beats, and stringy guitars that get you moving are still there, but there's definitely something new and unique about this album. Please is a track that's going to change your mood from the hit of the first note. This is a very cutesy, acoustic-driven song with echoing vocals and a springtime vibe anybody will enjoy. Musically diverse song off of this great record is called Growing On You, and trust me, it will. With high-pitched vocals and a chilled-out slow tempo, it's a perfect song to slow dance to. Proper Dose, although sounding like the band we know and love, is their most musically varied and furthest removed record from the staple sound of their past few albums. This release is exactly what the band needed to get out of the same old sound and theme. This record holds such a reinvigorating passion that you can't help but to consider that this may be their best work yet. And this has been Music Monday, featuring The Story So Far's Proper Dose with your music director, Kayla Kraczynski.
This past Sunday, Wilkes University had the pleasure of hosting NBA legend and peace activist Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as he spoke about his life and gave endless wisdom to the Wilkes students and faculty, as well as anybody interested in the icon's amazing life. Kareem knew early on that he was different from the other children in his class in more than one way.
I didn't realize it until I was in the third grade, and it took a Polaroid camera to help me figure it out. One of the kids at school brought a Polaroid, and it was fascinating, and we eventually all got up in front of the class and took a class picture and passed it around. And as the picture passed around, I looked at it, and there I was, and I was the only dark face there. And I started to realize, hey, I'm not exactly the same as all the rest of my classmates.
We all know what the man has done on the basketball court, but what most people don't know is that his accomplishments off the court actually rival what he's done on the court. Kareem is an award-winning actor, author, and has won the Medal of Freedom given him to by the President of the United States, which is considered the highest honor a civilian can receive. Senior student Michael Small explains how much he truly knows about the 7-foot basketball player.
I've never really looked into it or been interested, I guess you could say. I've known he's done some humanitarian work, but I can't list specifics, but I do know he does a lot of charity work outside of basketball. Well, I've always known he's a pretty smart guy and everything. I think I remember actually seeing that he won the Presidential Medal of Freedom, but I really, like again I said, I wouldn't know specifics about what he did to earn it.
Abdul-Jabbar has made a lasting impact not only for his own country, but for the whole world as well. He saw the influence black American athletes were having on the world at the time, and openly supported the movement.
Well, Tommy Smith and John Carles were first and second in the 200-meter run at the Mexico City Olympics. And when they got on the medal stand, they protested by wearing black gloves, bowing their heads and raising their glove fists in the air to signify what they thought about America, the fact that America was not giving black Americans a fair shake. And it was very difficult for them after their protest. But people today now are relating to that protest, and they can see now the continuum of the need for protests like that. Too many people have forgotten that this is still an issue.
The protests and movements Kareem has been a part of at the time he was the most dominant player in the NBA even translate to the current protests we see today. Senior student Andrew Reynolds claims that the relevant athletes of today's world, like Colin Kaepernick, have taken after what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has done and continued his message. One of the biggest influences of the NBA legend's life that helped him succeed at the level he did was his high school coach, Jack Donahue.
So at Power Memorial, you played for legendary coach Jack Donahue. Would you consider him one of your first mentors?
Absolutely. Jack Donahue was a great guy, really good with young athletes. He knew how to keep control of us and put us down when we got too cocky and encourage us in various ways. And, he was someone that really helped me understand a few things, and someone who was involved in a pretty traumatic incident in my life. In my junior year at Power Memorial, we were on a winning streak and playing very well. We were considered to be one of the best teams in the country, and we were going to play a game against DeMatha High School of High School in Maryland, which was also considered a very powerful Catholic school team. The game that we played before that, we had to play against a not very good team, and I was full of myself at that point. You know, I was kind of cocky and not really playing the game with focus and determination and seriousness. And we were only ahead by 2 or 3 points at halftime. The coach was really upset, and upset with me. And he said to me, Ralphie, you're not hustling, you're not playing the game like you're supposed to. You're playing the game like, and he used the N-word. And it really shocked me and startled me. Of course, it shook me out of my complacency, but it also deeply disturbed me and made me not trust him, you know, because he was a man who told me straightforward that racism was stupid, that to judge people by the color of their skin is the stupidest thing that you could do. People have an intellect and they have a soul. You judge people by what you can see of those things. That's how you get a good grip on who people are. Jack Donahue told me that.
Donahue had been an inspiration on a spiritual level and could reach Kareem in a way nobody else could. And Kareem took those lessons with him throughout his whole life. When asked if he had any advice for the young students in attendance that had their entire lives ahead of them, he gave them some compelling wisdom.
I would just tell the students, take your time as you go through school, because you'll figure it out as to what you want to do. I remember when I was a freshman, I didn't know what the heck was going on. Maybe I wanted to write, but I didn't know if I wanted to do that. Maybe I'll find something, you know. One of the other guys that was in the basketball program was in theater arts. He said, no, I'll try theater arts. So it can be confusing, but just be patient and follow your heart, and you'll figure out what you want to do with your life, and it'll work.
The city of Wilkes-Barre thanks you, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and we take the lessons you have displayed for us throughout the rest of our lives. And for the WRKC News at 5, I'm Chris Wallenberg.
This is John Flynn from WRKC, and here is your Monarch Sports Update for today. The King's College football team defeated Lycoming 29-14 on Saturday. Tommy Clock threw for 259 yards and 4 touchdowns, including a 76-yarder to Jana Gorosby in the first quarter. Charles McCall had 14 tackles, 4 sacks, and an interception, and was named MAC Defensive Player of the Week. The Monarchs improved to 2-2 on the season and 1-1 in the conference. The women's soccer team opened MAC Freedom Play with a thrilling 1-0 victory over FDU Florham on Saturday, as Emily Harrington scored the winning goal in the 87th minute. Tara Bender stopped all 9 shots against her and was named MAC Freedom Defensive Player of the Week for her effort. Kings is now 4-4 on the season and will next play at home against Stockton University Wednesday at 5 p.m. at McCarthy Stadium. The field hockey team knocked off Misericordia on Saturday in MAC Freedom Play. Kelsey Gabriel scored in the first half, while Brianne Maluta picked up her 5th shutout of the season. Then, the next day, they were held back on the field as Marywood came to spoil the party with a 3-1 score. Kings is now 6-6 on the season and will be on the field at McCarthy Stadium on Wednesday when they take on Alvernia at 7:30. The men's soccer team defeated FDU Florham 4-0 on Saturday. Liam McLaughlin scored twice and Owen Geedy picked up his 2nd straight shutout. August Axman was named MAC Defensive Player of the Week. Kings is 6-3-2 on the season, all after starting 0-2. They will visit Penn College tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The volleyball teams played a tri-match on Saturday, defeating Yersinus and losing to host Widener each in straight sets. The Monarchs are 11-5 on the season and will host Delaware Valley and McGrain Gymnasium tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for MAC Freedom action. The men's tennis team lost 9-0 to Drew, while the women's team defeated Drew 6-3. The cross-country teams did well at the Paul Short Run at Lehigh University on Saturday. Nilang Sothar ran 8,000 meters in 28 minutes and 35 seconds to lead the men, while Tara Weitz led the Monarchs in the 6K race with a time of 25:24, 98th of 357 finishers. In the world of professional sports, in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles lost to the Tennessee Titans 26-23 in overtime on a game-winning touchdown from Marcus Mariota to Corey Davis. The Eagles are now 2-2 on the season. The New York Football Giants lost 33-18 to the New Orleans Saints. The Giants dropped to 1-3 on the year. The New York Jets also dropped to 1-3 when they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-12 on Sunday. The Baltimore Ravens improved to 3-1 on the season, defeating the arch-rival Pittsburgh Steelers on the road 26-14. Joe Flacco threw for 363 yards and 2 touchdowns, and additionally connected on 11 different receivers. Across Major League Baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies ended their season with 80 wins after taking 2 out of 3 from the NL East champion Atlanta Braves. The New York Mets sent David Wright to retirement in front of a sellout crowd at Citi Field on Saturday as the Mets won their final 2 games of the season against the Miami Marlins as they finished their season 77-85. The New York Yankees hit 100 wins on the season this weekend as they took 2 out of 3 at Fenway Park and set the record for most home runs by a team in a season, and are set to host the Oakland A's at Yankee Stadium in the wildcard game on Wednesday night. 162 games of baseball were not enough to decide pennant races across the National League this season, so we played not one, but 2 Game 163s. In the first game, the Milwaukee Brewers earned the National League Central Division title by knocking off the Chicago Cubs 3-1. The National League West tiebreaker is in progress between the Colorado Rockies and the Los Angeles Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. In the NBA, LeBron James played his first preseason game for the LA Lakers last night and scored 9 points in 15 minutes. He signed a 4-year, $153 million deal. For KC News at 5, I'm John Flynn.
And now for the weather. It is currently partly cloudy, and tonight has a low of 63 degrees. Tomorrow has a high of 75 with a chance of thunderstorms. Wednesday is partly sunny with a high of 79. Tuesday, October 2nd, Campus Ministry is hosting a lucernarium candlelit prayer service from 8 to 9 p.m. in the Chapel of Christ the King. Tonight there is free yoga for students and staff at 7 p.m. in the aerobics room of the fitness center. The Scope, King's own literacy magazine, is looking for art, poetry, photography, and short story submissions. The final date is to submit is October 19th, and the limit is 10 submissions. I'm Marcus Sewell, and this has been WRKC News at 5. Thanks for tuning in, and have a motivated Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.